Now, some quick takeouts on some of the stories we're following this week. We're going to go to Washington first and go to Todd Zwillick, the Takeaways Washington correspondent. Todd, let's update everyone on health care. We just talked about the Senate seat left vacant by the death of Edward Kennedy has now been filled, and this is going to change the whole thing, right?
Hasn't been filled yet. It'll be filled today officially. Paul Kirk coming to the Senate. Celeste, he'll be sworn in today. Vice President Joe Biden, who serves constitutionally, of course, as the president of the Senate, is due to come up on the Hill. Now, there is a legal challenge in Massachusetts. Republicans there are challenging the legislative and legal process by which Kirk was appointed by the governor. So barring any immediate injunctions or legal shenanigans, he should be sworn in today. You know, I've suggested that Kirk might consider being sworn in like a Harvard jersey. From Boston with a number 60 on the back, because that's what he is. He is number 60. He is the 60th vote on health care, and that's really why the Democrats are going to need him.
That's adorable.
So this stops everything. All the argument's over, right? This is the 60th vote they needed. Done deal. Health care finished, right?
Yeah, not even close, because today in the because today in the Finance Committee, the public option is going to come up legislatively for the first time, and not every Democrat wants that. That magic number of 60 is not locked down. And as we've been talking about, a lot of this rests on a Republican, Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine, who does not want a public option, but they really want her vote to guard against losing any Democrats and to maybe get you over that 60 line. Now, Olympia Snowe, instead of a public option, has proposed a trigger. You don't do the public option now, but if prices don't come down after a certain time, maybe we can do a trigger later. And the big question around the Hill, because the House and the Senate are so far apart, the House really wants the public option, the Senate doesn't. The big question is, will the Senate swallow a trigger, will the Senate swallow a public option? Will the House swallow a trigger? Where's the compromise? So you got to go to Madam Speaker and ask her what she thinks about the trigger.
If anybody wants to, I don't even want to talk about a trigger. When we are ready, I'll tell you where we're going to be. But let's go back to Afghanistan. Is that what you said?
The trigger got stuck in her throat there a little bit.
She'd rather talk about the war in Afghanistan than talk about the trigger.
That's
so that gives you an idea of where Madam Speaker Nancy Pelosi is on that idea. So those two bodies are still far apart. And the question ultimately will be, whose side is the president on? That's the question.
Well, Todd, looks like you need to get back up on the Hill and follow these things closely. Thanks so much. Todd Zwillick is the Takeaway Washington correspondent.